The National Football League season is at mid-season, and it already looks like a topsy-turvy kind of year. Last year's Super Bowl contenders, the Baltimore Ravens and New York Giants, are in second place in their own divisions this year. They aren't the only ones struggling to stay in contention. Commentator Peter Richmond says that several of the best head coaches in football have hit on hard times this year.
Dick Vermeil left the Rams after saying it would be his final job and then couldn't keep himself from taking on a hopeless reconstruction with the Kansas City Chiefs. The magic has run out for Dick, as it has for George Seifert, who, you'll remember, left the San Francisco 49ers a few years ago with the winningest percentage in all of football. And now if he stays much longer with the Carolina Panthers, he'll have the losingest percentage in all of football.
Well, he doesn't have Joe Montana and Steve Young.
He's got a rookie quarterback in his late 20s. He's got no running back. The key for George and the Panthers is that half of his team has been in the league for less than 3 years. So he's a very cerebral coach, but he can't teach these kids how to do the fundamentals, which is block and tackle.
Coaches don't matter in the pros anyway. Quarterbacks matter in the pros. Coaches matter in college.
Although, in the case of the Chicago Bears,
yes,
you could make the case. Dick Geron, an old Yaley running back, a hard-nosed guy, seems to have found a way to motivate a pretty mediocre team into this year's team of destiny, as we like to say. They're not as good as the old Bears, the monsters of the Midway, but they have this sort of ordained feeling about them. They won 2 games in a row this year in the most improbable fashion. Sudden death, overtime, interception returns for touchdowns. If this happens once in 5 years to a team, it's heaven. That kind of thing happens to teams that seem to have luck on their side.
When did running return to pro football? Was it something to do with all those concussions the quarterbacks were getting?
I think we lost it because the last 5 years has been receiver time, very sensational. We fall in love with the big play. The casual fan does. The true fan of football loves that 3 yards and a cloud of dust. And if you look back, all of the great sensational teams from the Rams to the 49ers the last few years always had a very strong running game. And this year, in the case of the Rams, it's more than strong, it's scary. They have two guys named Marshall Faulk and Trung Kennedy, two of the great names in running back history. If you can gain 100 yards in a game, it's considered to be a good game. Well, Marshall Faulk gained 140 in a single quarter, and they took him out at halftime just to show some mercy on George Seifert's Panthers. And his replacement, Trung Kennedy, ran for more than 100 yards in the second half. The truth is that if you build a team on a running game, you're going to win. The Steelers are surprising this year because Jerome Bettis is running very well. The New York Jets, behind Curtis Martin, another totally unheralded but fun-to-watch running back, have brought the Jets back into contention.
And you still have the Ravens successfully defending their Super Bowl.
Well, the Ravens could be there, but I think there are other teams to watch in the AFC.
And who would they be?
Well, the Oakland Raiders are the most solid team in the NFL this year because they do nothing particularly well, and they do everything well enough to win. They're coached by John Gruden, this blonde fire plug. They have no stars, but they make very few mistakes, very few penalties, and they grind it out. So the Dolphins are doing well in the AFC, and the Steelers are coming on, and the Ravens are always a factor. But at this stage, you know, there's a good shot that the Raiders are going to be in the Super Bowl.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine.